We are in the final days of campaigning in Afghanistan for Thursday's presidential election. The incumbent, President Hamid Karzai, is still considered the favorite to win, but it's not looking like a runaway victory. This is now the second time Afghans will go to the polls since the Taliban were overthrown in late 2001, and there are concerns about fraud and, of course, security. NPR's Jackie Northam is in the Afghan capital, Kabul, and she joins us now. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, David.
Are we still seeing a lot of campaigning? Are the candidates still able to move around right now?
Well, many of the candidates are still out stumping. Some have withdrawn, though, which means we're only down to 36 candidates now. A couple of recent polls found that President Karzai has a comfortable lead, probably 20 points over his nearest competitor, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah. But it's certainly not clear whether Karzai can muster enough support to get at least 51% of the vote that's needed to avoid a runoff.
Well, Jackie, a suicide bomber set off this explosion outside the main gate of NATO headquarters yesterday. And as we heard, 7 people were killed, nearly 100 injured. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility. Has this stoked fears now that this sort of violence might increase as we get closer to Thursday?
Oh, certainly, yeah. It's a real warning signal. The Taliban has been carrying out its own campaign of intimidation in many parts of the country. It's warned Afghans not to go to the polling stations. Militants have sent out what they call night letters, and these are threatening notes that are left on the doors of people's homes. The Taliban said it will attack polling booths on Thursday as well. And as we saw yesterday, David, with a bombing here in Kabul, in a heavily fortified area, there isn't enough security.
Well, as for the U.S., I mean, American troops, international troops, are they all being used to secure the polling stations and try to keep things safe on Thursday?
No, that's not the plan. U.S. officials here say it's important that American soldiers stay in the background, that this should be seen as an Afghan process. And in fact, military officials say it would be a strategic defeat if Western troops were seen as having to guard the polling sites. But otherwise, you know, tens of thousands of national soldiers and police will be dispatched to guard both voters and the polling booths. And in addition, some 10,000 Afghan tribesmen have also been hired to help secure some of the more potentially violent areas.
I mean, given all this talk of the instability, I mean, people are still saying that these elections will take place and go ahead?
Well, Afghanistan's Election Commission says that security is good enough to allow at least 85% of the polling booths to open. So, you know, there's a lot riding on this election. It's already been delayed once, so the chances of another delay are slim and probably wouldn't be encouraged by the U.S. or the international community. One of the reasons why this election is so important, it's a way to show progress here in Afghanistan. And also ushering in a legitimate government can help start a lot of other processes rolling. But again, that's only if it's secure enough for people to get out to vote and if the overall election is seen as fair.
All right. That's NPR's Jackie Northam reporting for us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, David.